had been scorned as an unscrupulous politician, a vulgar wheeler-dealer, driven by ambition and a lust for power. But on January 20th, 1965, the night of his inaugural gala, Lyndon Johnson was a happy man. Overwhelmingly elected, he promised to wipe out poverty and segregation, protect the old, and educate the young. That was his dream. Few presidents would ever know more triumph. Few suffer such a swift and tragic fall.
Generous and he was selfish. He was kind. At other times he was cruel. At times he was an earthy, crude, acting fellow. At other times he was incredibly charming. He could be whatever he wanted to be. He was a strange, a complex man who had basically almost a Jekyll and Hyde existence. He was two different people.
What was it that would send him into those fantastic rages where he could be one of the nastiest, most insufferable, sadistic SOBs that ever lived? Then a few minutes later, really be a big, magnificent, inspiring leader.
What you have is a man who is a thoroughly American president, who is American from day one of his birth in South Central Texas. This is a man who reflected American moods and attitudes and contradictions and trends. And when he failed, it was America's failure.
Hubris, as the Greeks would put it. When the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Now, this is a man that was so big, that reached so far and made it, and then let the whole thing crumble. I think it's one of the great stories of history.